your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Despite overcast skies for the holiday weekend, crowds still flocked to Laguna's beaches and turned out for Memorial Day events. In a sure sign of the onset of the summer season, the Exchange Club fired up the burners for its annual pancake breakfast in Heisler Park. Firefighters turned out to flip flapjacks in the $5 a plate. Proceeds raised money for programs that aid abused children. Dampness didn't spoil the veterans' ceremony nearby at Monument Point, marked with the formality of uniformed color guards, a gun salute, and 60 different civic groups that presented floral tributes. Fifth District Supervisor Lisa Bartlett, the former Dana Point mayor, gave the keynote address. When it came time to call the last muster, Luis Buckley's was the first name called. A different sort of crowd flocked to Main Beach on Saturday. About 100 people joined the march against Monsanto. The group, carrying hand-lettered signs, paraded along South Coast Highway towards Clio Street in a protest over chemically engineered food products. Six motorists suspected of driving while inebriated and 11 others driving with restricted licenses were arrested Sunday by Laguna Beach police at a checkpoint. Police say over 6 hours, more than 1,600 vehicles passed through the checkpoint north of Wesley Drive at Coast Highway that began checking drivers around 9 p.m. Fire Division Chief Appy Weinhardt discusses the history of the Laguna Beach Fire Department at a free Laguna Beach Historical Society talk tonight at 7:30 in the City Hall. Fire Station 1, which adjoins City Hall and was built in 1931, is the oldest operating fire station in Orange County. That's your news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX93.5.